The three-part breath. We're exploring the breath here. So this practice develops our awareness of the different stages, the depth and width of our breath and our breathing. So we start by feeling the breath in the upper passages, the nose and the throat, through the mouth, and then draw our awareness down deeper into the ribcage and the belly, and then out into the whole body. And this is a really great practice to do lying down if you need to have a rest or to prepare for sleep. And it might be that you do it sitting down now, but it's something that you can use in a variety of ways. So settling in now, so finding your seat or finding your posture that suits you. We want to have the feet steady on the floor and the hands resting on the knees. And finding a little bit of length through the spine. So at our daily duties, at our desk, if we're driving, most of the stuff we do causes us to slightly hunch forwards, to constrict the belly and to tighten around the shoulders and the jaw. So before you begin the practice, just see if you can find a little bit of space in the neck, in the shoulders, maybe rolling the head a few times, rolling the shoulders. And softening the belly, so just really allow the belly some space. And so let's soften or close our eyes and soften the mouth so there's a little grain of rice-shaped space between the lips. The jaw is not clamped shut. And you're breathing through the nose at the moment now, so you're breathing in through the nostrils and feeling the breath just coming in through the nostrils and down into the body. What's that like? Perhaps you can feel the way that the air coming in is slightly cooler than the air when it goes out again. Just breathing through the nostrils, just noticing what it's like. Don't worry about the rhythm of your breath, just experience the sensation of your breath. Feel the way it flows over the soft palate, the top of the mouth, and down into the throat. So in this first stage, just really being aware of the breath as it comes in through the nostrils, into the mouth, lovely spacious mouth, and down into the throat. Breathing in and out through the nostrils a few more times, just coming back to the sensation. What's it like to feel the air coming in and out of your body, these upper passages of the body? All the time finding a bit of space, just thinking, space, mouth, throat, nostrils. And then I invite you to draw your attention a little deeper. It's like you're drawing a little bit closer. So drawing the breath in through the nostrils, inside the mouth, down over the throat, and now down into the lungs and into the ribs. Can you bring your awareness, your interest to the sensation of the air going into the lungs? Just think about this lovely sort of bag-like lungs filling up as you inhale so that the ribs lift and expand. And then the way that as you exhale, the ribs drop and the air comes out of the lungs. And if it helps you, you could put perhaps one hand on your upper chest or around the rib cage. Just see if you can feel this for yourself. The expansion of the rib cage on the inhalation and the dropping as you exhale, so that you're tuning into this lovely sense of fullness on the inhale, fullness in the torso, and a sense of emptying, emptiness at the end of the exhalation. And as you do this, as you come into awareness of the way that the body gets bigger, you can drop your hand down a little lower and feel how that goes into the belly. So as you inhale, the belly rises, the diaphragm slightly flattens out, the body is bigger. And as you exhale, the tummy just goes in slightly as the ribs drop. So again, feeling perhaps with your own hand, you can even put one hand at the front and one hand at the back. The way that your body expands on the inhalation and contracts slightly on the exhalation. So fullness on the inhalation And a letting go and a little pause at the end of that exhalation, emptiness. And can you be aware now of those two stages, the way that as you inhale, the breath comes in through the nostrils, over the soft palate and the throat and down into the lungs, the belly rising, the ribs lifting. Feeling that in a really 3D way, and then the exhalation, the letting go, the sensations as you let go. Again, all the way down to the ribs, to the tummy. Inhaling, expanding, and exhale, sense of letting go, letting go, letting go. And then we make this even broader, so that as you inhale next time, I wonder if you can imagine the inhalation moving into the whole body, so that this sense of expansion and lightness and fullness moves in not just through the nostrils, down into the throat, the ribs, into the tummy, but all the way through your body. So it's as if you're breathing into the crown of your head and the tips of your toes and the tips of your fingers. And as you exhale, a sense of the breath releasing, releasing, releasing from the periphery of the body. So that your whole body feels like it's breathing, the whole body receiving the breath on the inhale. And your whole body releasing as you exhale. So it's as if you're oscillating like a beautiful, very simple sea creature. Just moving gently with the movement of the water, the movement of the breath. Your body is being breathed. Inhaling and expanding. And exhaling and releasing. So that as we inhale, we experience a sense of fullness. And as we exhale, a sense of letting go. And at the end of that exhalation, a beautiful stillness or emptiness, full of potential, ready to receive the next inhalation. So just allowing your body to receive and let go of the breath in a beautiful, full 360 degree way, just for a few more moments. Breathing through the nose, softly, soft mouth, soft belly, soft shoulders. And when you're ready to exhale through the mouth like a sigh, maybe bowing your head. And then lifting your hands, rub them, make them warm, and transition back into the day by just placing your hands over your eyes and let the elbows go down towards the ribs and just rest here for a moment. Just, oh. And then taking your hands away from your eyes. That's the end of the three-part breath.